what a big long side then. There's a lot sort of know.
And what did you sharpen it with?
Oh, you had a nice stick, a piece of hardwood it was, and you had some sand, it was, but it was layer sand, and a bit of tallow, and you get out four sides, you know, and you put this tallow onto this side, and then you put your layer sand on and scraped it with an hard knife, all sides. And you say, you used to, for the, when you first touched your scythe, you had rough side. Rough side, you touch it with eight side, you know. Yeah. And then, when for the finish your scythe blade off, for to make a fine edge, you use your, what had been in, dent first, do you say? Aye, and make lap cooks.
What were them?
Same as thousands of folks wouldn't know. There's many a hundred things on a farm that nobody knows nought about. At least a lot of folks do.
Aye.
You take a bit of air. God, my mind break me pipe. I had yon and a clan and a bracket. You take a bit of air. And you shack it up. Why, you have a woman raking for you. You get it raked up and she rakes it up. And you tack it up and shack it. Shack it all up. And then you tack and gather it up. And put your ram out top on it. Like that. And leave a little hole in mid layer and just sets him down. Aye, and that you can get a, it's been made a lap cooks whenever wet time, and it can be good air and all after it's been a lap cook. We answered a field test my grandfather had, and he stayed a lap cook 6 weeks, and then come out a good air, like decent air, you understand. Where if it's been laid on the ground, it would have been rotten. In former times, it used to be piked, put into a big pike. But nowadays, they just put it into little fork cooks, mostly. Oh, it used to. We used to lead it as soon as it was dry. Why, not as soon as it was dry, because, you know, it's ready for laying when you, as soon as you get it. Just to stop out a bit it soon, you used to cut it and shack it about, and then you used to turn it with hand rakes before these air turners come out. As soon as ever it was cut, you used to start to shack it about, and then next day you turned it. And then you turned it again, and then as soon as you got it dry, you put it in the pipe. It used to be a lot more hard work, I tell you. I tell you, when I was dustman, when I was 20, or before I was 20, we used to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. We had that farmer George Coates down there, and we had another one at Nerton. Well, we had a foreman at Nerton, and I used to take over two of our horses for a year. On the morning, I'd get up at 3 o'clock and set off to Nerton to yon spot on the foot of Coot. And we used to coot with our horses at first, and then put two of theirs in. And Tucker was out. And as soon as I got there, there was a jug full of beer. I was formed by fetched a jug full of beer. Aye, we always had a jug full of beer. And then my aunt was there at his house, you know, and she used to fetch us another one about six. And then she used to fetch us our breakfast about 8, but nobody knew about first juice that we